A stay-at-home order in Texas expires this week, allowing movie theaters, malls, and restaurants to open their doors again on Friday. Joe's Crab Shack in San Antonio is planning to welcome customers, which means a new phase in the life of shift leader Davin Hoherts.
I'm basically a glorified server, but there is a lot of more responsibility. I make all the desserts for the week, and make sure that they're first in, first out, that kind of thing.
For 7 weeks now, Hoherts has been furloughed and doing anything to pay the bills.
So I've been donating plasma, which is about $315 to $400 a month. I have a roommate that has a lawn business. I've been helping him. I filed for unemployment. After taxes and child support, the first two times I got $170 a week.
Because of the stimulus, he got an extra $600 with his unemployment.
But now he's getting ready to head back to work. For safety, Joe's Crab Shack will open at only 25% capacity. Hoherts does not expect to be called in at first and is concerned about what happens when he does go back to work.
My main fear is there's been a very, 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 very limited amount of testing down here in Texas. And personally, I think in the hospitality industry, being you're handling people's drinking glasses and plates, the employees are to be put on a strict guideline as far as what they do outside of work and tested before they come back to work.
He says that's not happening, and he's worried about passing the virus between work and a group home that he helps to run for people recovering from addiction.
I'm in a sober house with 12 other gentlemen. We come and go as we please. We had a little scare here where one of our roommates got sick, so we went on lockdown.
But Hoherts has to make a living and says he's ready to work when called.